My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we hear the parable entitled The Rich Man and Lazarus. And this parable comes in three parts: the situation before the death, the situation in the afterlife, and the comments about the situation. The third part has two portions: the discussion of getting Lazarus' help and the attempt to warn the rich man's brothers. The warning shows what God looks for in a person during this life and how fixed one's position is after death. Death, my dear brothers and sisters, is the great equalizer. Enjoyment of life is a wisp in the wind. Whether one be rich like the rich man in today's gospel, which sometimes is called dives, Latin word for rich man, or poor like Lazarus, one eventually dies. But the emphasis of the parable is in the conversion in the afterlife. Lazarus is enjoying eternal bliss, while Dives, the rich man, finds himself in the place of torment. Dives, the rich man, appeals to Abraham to send Lazarus for relief and for warning to his brothers. And Abraham replies that crossing is impossible. There is this great chasm which is fixed, and the brothers have Moses and the prophets to listen to. Jesus' warning through this parable cannot be any clearer. One has to render an account of one's life to God. The poor are there to give opportunities for the rich to use their wealth to help the poor, to improve their lot, and to give them a sense of human dignity. My dear brothers and sisters, though Lazarus speaks no line in the parable, Lazarus has a special place in the heart of God. The parable is designed to have us reflect on how to respond to people like Lazarus. Though illustrated negatively, the parable is about defining compassion. A compassionate heart sees need and moves to help. The question for us today to reflect is this: are we being a church that is poor and close to the poor? Are we compassionate enough to our poor brothers and sisters in our parish? Amen.